Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here. It's good to be with you as always. Thank you for hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Alan Vigel is our guest, and Alan is a consultant, a speaker, and an educator. He's internationally known as a person who has influences selling and negotiating wherever he goes, whoever he works with. He speaks and consults to businesses of all sizes, big ones and little ones. And he's the author, co-author, along with Greg Wright, of a brand new book out called Sprout. Everything I Need to Know About Sales, I Learned from My Garden, Four Steps to Sales Success. Alan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you on the show. Now, I almost didn't book you on the show, and here's why. I love talking about selling, but I grew up on a farm. I hated the garden.
So, because you had to go out there and weed, right?
Oh, listen. I won't go into my garden stories. My audience is going to thank my children. My children are saying, "Oh, please, Dad, don't tell the farming stories." But
right.
I said, "Wait a minute, I don't want to talk about gardening." But my
right.
love of selling overrode my dread of gardening. And I said, you know what, this guy's, anybody who would put selling and gardening together has got to have something on the ball. And so I want to talk about it. I'm going to make this statement, and you tell me what you think.
All right.
This is classic, so I know you've heard it before. Nothing happens until somebody makes a sale.
Oh, well, that's true. I mean, good salespeople are like gold to any business.
Well,
I'd agree with you 100%.
Well, and that's an old saw, but it's true, and I like to talk about it because it really is something that's important. But one of the things that you guys do in your book that I like a lot is you help people understand how to stay motivated in selling. And I want you to talk to us a little bit about that.
You know, it's a tough environment out there for a lot of people in a lot of different industries, and sales is probably one of the toughest, most competitive industries out there. And salespeople go through ups and downs just like everybody else. And it's usually a matter of self-motivation, keeping yourself in the game long enough, being persistent enough for something good to happen. And you've got to be around for something to happen, for all your seeds that you planted, for all your contacts you made, for something to happen. And we find that salespeople are, you know, really are an emotional group. And they depend a lot on keeping themselves going, passionate, having fun.
And getting some feedback from their effort, getting some kind of response, aren't they? They're looking for a response, aren't they?
Well, they're looking for things that respond to them that they can feel accomplished with.
Right.
And we find that using a gardening metaphor, planting, seeding, nurturing, and harvesting,
right,
that really give people a perspective about what they're all about out there.
Well, you know, I'm glad you're doing this because I think this is such an important analogy, important metaphor to use because, you know, if you're the kind of salesperson whose favorite plant is the chia pet, then you're probably not going to make it for the long haul.
That's right.
But you know, strawberries, when you plant strawberries, Alan, as you know, you don't get any fruit the first year. You got to wait 2 years to get the fruit.
Right.
And if you can be a strawberry farmer, then you can probably be a successful salesperson, can't you?
You know, it's having that perspective. And some salespeople, you know, have the luxury of knowing that, hey, this is a long sales cycle I'm in. I'm selling some big equipment. I'm selling some big systems.
Like a battleship.
Exactly right. And other salespeople, they got to turn a sale in 1 day or 1 hour or 1 visit. So
right.
Sales circles do switch. But they are different, but everybody out there is selling something, whether it's your ideas, whether it's you yourself or a sales or a career interview, or you're selling products and services. Everybody's out there pitching and selling something. And we find that if you take a perspective of a gardener planting that garden, that you're more likely to be successful over the long term.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I certainly agree. And one of the things I want to do is get you to share some of your ideas on this, on the gardening angle. And I've got a few of those of my own, because this is really the attitude that I've had over the years. I planted a lot of seeds, but folks, you have to be very patient. You also have to have courage. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to actually go out there and plant something every day. We're going to get Alan to talk to us about this, some more about this, right after these messages. It's 20 till. Alan Bingle is our guest, and he's the author of Sprout. Stay with us. We are back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. It's entrepreneurial nirvana, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to ask a question, here's the email to use. AskJim@jbsba.com. AskJim@jbsba.com. Don't forget all the other things you can do there at our website. Alan Bingle is our guest. He's the co-author with Greg Wright, who's not here, by the way. They're the co-authors of a book called Sprout, Everything I Need to Know About Sales. I learned from my garden, and I really like your analogies, Alan. Tell us where the book's available, by the way.
Well, the book is available, of course, on Amazon and all the major bookstore chains, Barnes & Noble and Borders, and Walmart, I believe, also.
I'll be darned. How about that? That's great. And you want to give us a website?
Yeah, www.sproutsales.com.
Sproutsales.com. All right. And I'm sure we can learn a little bit more about the book at that website.
Right. We've got articles on there. We're going to put up a little survey that tells you how much of a sprout gardener you are.
Right. All right. Sounds good. Alan, let's get back into this, the analogy, the planting and cultivating and harvesting. One of the things that I think is one of the best seeds to plant with a customer is a proposal. I've said for years that proposals are one of the most important things that you can ever do with your customers. And I've also said that if you show me 100 companies who say that they don't use proposals because they don't work in their industry, I can show at least 99 of them how proposals can work for them. And one of the best seeds you can plant to come up later, if they don't buy that at that the time that you give it to them, is a proposal. How do you think about that?
Well, I think proposals are wonderful, and I agree with you that almost every salesperson can find some use for a proposal. But what a proposal does, it makes things concrete for the customer. And again, whether you're selling an idea or you're selling a product or a service, it really gives them something in their hands that they can look at over and over again, think about.
Mm-hmm.
And there are customers who really need to think about things longer than others, and it gives you something to go back to over and over again. So it really, I think it helps put roots into that customer.
One of the things that's happened to me, Alan, before many times, when I used to be in sales, I'm still in sales, but when I used to, carry my kit bag and my mm-hmm. focus on flexibility around when I worked for Xerox many, many years ago, was that I'd get a phone call, and somebody would say, Jim, this is John, and I took Greg's place. You gave him a proposal about 2 years ago, and he still has it in his file. Would you come by and talk to me about this?
Isn't that something?
2 years later.
That's an amazing story.
That's happened more than once.
Yeah, and that's a great seed you planted with
yeah.
that individual.
And,
yeah.
and that's when I became a believer in planting those seeds. I used to call them worker bees. Of course, bees are part of the gardening thing too, I guess. But I used to call them worker bees. You leave them behind, and they just keep working for you.
That's it. And of course, You know, great salespeople don't just put a proposal out there and go back once and forget about it, but they are constantly nourishing. They're taking care of that proposal as they would a little plant that they've put in the ground, and they go back and they nurture it over and over again.
You know, Alan, another thing that I found that was totally surprised me was I gave my customers so many proposals that not only did we try to do a good job, we tried to keep them informed. I actually would have customers who would call me and say, Jim, I've got a competitive proposal that I've been given. Would you come over here and help me evaluate it and see if it's what I want to do?
Well, see, that is the ultimate compliment, because that means that you have really fostered a relationship with that customer. For them to trust you, your opinion about somebody else's proposal. I mean, when you have that, then you really have some real trust and respect in that relationship.
But you got to plant seeds, and you got to be willing to be patient with them, don't you?
You know, and plant those seeds persistently. We have found that one of the keys to success is definitely being persistent and having persistent activity. If there's a best practices in sales, and there are many, that is number one for us.
Now, the lady who is the heroine of your book is called Marcia Molly, or Marcia
right.
Molloy.
That's right.
All right. Tell us about Marcia.
Well, Marcia is somebody that I have in mind that's a combination of a lot of salespeople I've met over the time. She is someone who basically has been in the business for 3-4 years and has reached the plateau. And she says, you know, this business used to be fun, and now I'm not having fun anymore, and I just don't know why. And she goes to her favorite nursery on a Saturday morning in the spring, and she's looking at all the different things she can plant, and she's getting excited. And she says to the owner of that nursery, she says, you know, I wish my work was as exciting as my gardening is going to be. And he says to her, well, what's your work? She says, well, I'm a salesperson. And he says, well, you know, sales is like gardening. And let me introduce myself. And she meets then the male counterpart to herself. He's a VP of sales that has retired and bought himself a nursery. Mm-hmm. And he begins to mentor her in the sales garden perspective.
Well, it's a wonderful story, folks. And what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Alan to tell us a little bit more about what Marcia learned in her discussions with her mentor. And I think you'll pick up some things. Hopefully it'll rejuvenate you. If you're feeling a little bit stale and things aren't really coming together like you want them to, maybe you just need to get a little shot in the arm. And I think Alan will help us with that. Right after these messages, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Tom Asacker, Sam Norwood, Jim Highhurst, and Joanna Brandy, all those folks. And I'll tell you more about them a little bit later on. We're visiting with a new friend, Alan Vengel is with us, and he is the co-author, along with Greg Wright, of a book called Sprout. And it's Everything I Need to Know About Sales I Learned from My Garden is the subtitle, and I think you'll enjoy this book, folks. I think you'll enjoy reading about how Marcia Molloy makes her journey into going from feeling kind of stale and burned out as a salesperson to getting revitalized by learning how to think about sales like you would planting a garden, which it turns out it was something she loved to do. Alan, is it possible for us to find our own metaphors? You know, maybe, you know, almost everything that you love to do, you find a way to be patient with it. You find a way to savor the moment. You find a way to appreciate the nuances and the time that it takes to do those things. You know, you might be a really impatient salesperson, but if you love pottery, you know, you're patient as you build something like that or whatever it might be. Are there ways, if we're not particularly interested in gardening, aren't there some other things we can use?
Well, of course there are, and I think you need to use whatever works for you, and that's a great point. Whatever is meaningful to you, whatever seems to be purposeful to you, That's something that you can use. And there's people who have used all kinds of metaphors around sales. But the key here is that you don't have to be a gardener to know gardening. I mean, mm-hmm. everybody has some experience with a garden.
Right.
And everybody has a reference point to what a garden looks like and smells like and feels like. And just to walk through a beautiful garden, people understand, you know, what it might take to make that happen. It's a real passion for people. And it offers a lot of balance in their lives. And so part of the book, part of the premise, Jim, is that sales is such a burnout occupation, it's such high turnover and stress, that one way to stay in the business long enough to be successful is to have the perspective of a gardener. And that means a long-term perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Marcia learns again. She says, hey, why am I in this business? And the gardener, that's the partner who mentors her, the person who mentors her in the book, basically says to her, hey, Marcia, what is your picture of success? What does it look like? Give it to me in some detail. And she can't do it. Hmm. And he says, well, tell me about your garden. Well, she gives him a beautiful picture of a beautiful rose garden.
In Technicolor, right?
Technicolor, she can smell the roses. And then he says, well, what are you going to do with those roses? He says, I'm going to bring them in my house. I'm going to put them on my table. I'm going to invite friends over, and we're going to talk about, you know, these roses, and we're going to talk about these vegetables and these tomatoes I grew. And she says, it's going to be a great evening. He says, that's a great picture. He says, now you take that and use it to create a picture of success in sales. Give me some detail. And then she finally does, and she understands the power and the passion of that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the first steps that she has to go back to. Why am I in this business? What's it going to do for me?
Well, the truth is it wasn't that she didn't like being in sales. She just wasn't really focusing the right way, was she?
No, she stopped doing the best practices. You know how you do something and you're successful, and then after a while you kind of get away from doing that again?
Right.
I don't know why that happened.
Why do we do that? Well, you know, you're exactly right. Listen, I used to train salespeople for a living, and I literally, and I tell my audience this, I said, folks, what I get out of this and teaching you this is I remind myself of things that I'd forgotten to do.
Oh, absolutely.
We all do that, don't we?
We all do that. I don't know why. You know, I'll do the same thing. I'll go back and I'll reread my book and say, oh, yeah, man, I'm not nourishing those plants anymore. I haven't called those clients in a while.
What have I been thinking?
Yeah, I haven't taken care of the weeds out there.
That's right.
And the second thing he tells her is that you cannot do it alone. Now, you know this, Jim. I know you know it in your heart of hearts, and I do too. You know, salespeople are kind of independent,
mm-hmm.
and salespeople get out there, and they are alone. They feel alone, and you can't be alone in a sales business and last for a long time. And that is where she starts coming back to the nursery every Saturday morning for the Saturday morning sales club. In the book, they call it the gardening club, but it's a group of salespeople who sit around, have a cup of coffee and a donut, and they just say, hey, what's going on? And they talk in a positive way to each other.
Alan, we got to wrap it up because we've come up on the end of the hour. But I've really enjoyed our visit, and I'd like to continue this another time. Would you come back again and talk to us some more about this?
Absolutely. I'd love to, Jim. You were
Alan
delightful.
Alan Bengel, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Sprout, Everything I Need to Know About Sales I Learned from My Garden. Thanks, Alan. See you later.
Jim.
This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.